Hi, and welcome to Math It Podcast F-09. This podcast focuses on forming and solving linear equations. To use this podcast, you will need to download the worksheet F-09 from the website www.maths-it.org.uk. Before doing each question, look carefully to see whether you are allowed to use a calculator. Question 1. Solving equations. There are several different methods to solving equations, and you need to find the one that works for you. For this first one, I'm just going to talk through the balancing method. 3x plus 1 equals 13. So whatever we do to one side, we must do to the other. We're trying to get the x's on their own, so we don't really want the plus 1 to be there. So to get rid of the plus 1, we would subtract 1 from both sides. This leaves us with 3x equals 12. We then want to know what 1x is, so we need to divide by 3, therefore x equals 4. B. X plus 14 equals 2 brackets 3 plus x. I'd suggest first of all multiplying out the brackets. So if we concentrate on the right hand side of the equation, 2 multiplied by the 3 gives you 6, and 2 multiplied by the x gives you 2x. So on the right hand side you should have 6 plus 2x, and still x plus 14 on the left. We now need to collect the x's on the side where there are the most at the moment. On the left hand side you've got 1x, on the right hand side you've got 2, so we're going to collect them on the right hand side. This means we need to subtract 1x from both sides to keep the balance. This leaves us with 14 equals 6 plus x. We then want to get rid of the 6, so to get rid of the 6, we take it away from both sides. This leaves us with 8 equals x. So on the answer line, you can put x equals 8. Part C. This one's a little bit more tricky because we've got negative 7x. Most people prefer to work with positive x's. So the first thing we're going to do is make the x's positive. We can do this by adding 7x to both sides. This leaves us with 15 equals 50 plus 7x. Now we've made the x positive, we can carry on like usual. So we've got the 50 attached to the 7x. So we would like to subtract that by doing the inverse operation. Therefore you should have on the next line minus 35 equals 7x. Because remember 15 take away 50 is negative 35. Then we want to know what 1x would be, so we divide by 7. This gives us an answer of x equals minus 5. Part D. 1 minus 2x equals 6 minus 4x. This time both of the x's are negative, so we want to collect the x's on the side that has the most. Minus 2 is greater than minus 4, so we're going to collect the x's on the left hand side. So we're going to add 4x to both sides. So this gives us 1 plus 2x equals 6. Then we're going to subtract 1 from both sides, leaving us with 2x equals 5. Dividing by 2 will give us the answer x equals 2.5. Question 2. The question says give your answer to one decimal place, so we know that we're not dealing with a whole number answer. In this question we've got 8x plus 1 equals x plus 55. Again, we need to collect the x's on the side that has the most. So 8x is greater than just x. So we're going to eliminate the x on the right hand side. We can do this by taking it away from both sides. This gives us with 7x plus 1 equals 55. Subtracting 1 from both sides leaves us with 7x equals 54. You then need to do 54 divided by 7. Calculator is allowed with this question, so 54 divided by 7 is 7.7142857. Rounding this to one decimal place is simply 7.7. Question 3. Here we're dealing with mini sticks, midi sticks and maxi sticks and the use of algebra to represent expressions. Part A. The midi stick holds twice as much data as the mini stick. Write an expression in terms of n for the amount of data the midi stick holds. If the mini stick holds n megabytes, and the MIDI stick is twice as much, we can write this as 2n. If you wrote n multiplied by 2, you would still be awarded the marks, but it is better to write it as 2n. Part B. The maxi stick holds 512 more megabytes than the MIDI stick. We've already written an expression for the MIDI stick, and that was 2n. So if it's 512 more megabytes, we can write this as 2n plus 512. Part C. The maxi stick holds 1024 megabytes of data. Write an equation and solve it to find n. Well, we already know that the maxi stick holds 1024 megabytes, but also we have an expression which is 512 plus 2n. So we can write an equation, 1024 equals 512 plus 2n. So we're going to solve this like we would do a normal equation. So we want to get the 2n on its own, so we need to take away 512 from both sides. This leaves us with 512 equals 2n. Then we want to find out what 1n is, so we divide by 2, giving us the answer of 256. Question 4. Graham thinks of a number. He adds 4 to it, then multiplies the result by 3. His answer is 36. Work out the number that Graham thought of. So we need to work backwards. He adds 4 to it, then multiplies the result by 3. So the last thing he did was multiplying the result by 3. So that's the first thing we're going to do. 36 divided by 3 gives us 12. He added 4, so we're going to take away 4. These leaves us with n equals 8. Part B. Lizzie also thinks of a number, and she calls it n. She multiplies her number by 7, then subtracts 5. Her answer is 23. Write this as an equation in terms of n. If you're dealing with an equation, this means that you must have an equal sign in it. So she thinks of a number and she multiplies it by 7. We can represent this with 7n. If we then subtract 5, this gives us 7n take away 5. And the answer is 23. So the equation would be 7n take away 5 equals 23. Question 5. A. 3x plus 1 all divided by 5 equals 5. First of all, when we want to solve this equation, we need to eliminate fractions. So instead of dividing by 5, we're going to do the inverse operation, which is multiplying by 5. This gives us 3x plus 1 equals 5 times 5 is 25, so 25. So we have 3x plus 1 equals 25. We're now going to solve it like we would do a normal equation. So instead of adding 1, we're going to take away 1, which is 3x equals 24, and then we're going to divide by 3 to give us an answer of 8. Part B is a little bit more tricky because we've got the brackets there. But again, we've got the fraction, so we need to deal with that first. X plus 1, or divided by 3, is equal to 2 brackets 13 take away x. So what I'm going to do first of all is multiply both sides of the equation by 3, thus eliminating the 3 on the bottom of the left-hand side. This leaves us with x plus 1 on the left-hand side, and then 2 multiplied by the 3 is 6, brackets 13 take away x on the right-hand side. Remember, you only need to multiply the 3 by 2. You don't need to multiply 3 by 13 or 3 by x, which is a common mistake people make. We're then going to multiply out the brackets on the right-hand side. 6 multiplied by 13 is 78. 6 multiplied by x is 6x. Remember, there is a takeaway sign there in the middle. So you should have x plus 1 equals 78 takeaway 6x. We're now going to solve it like we would do the normal equations. So what we have is 1x on the left-hand side and minus 6x on the right-hand side. Remember, we need to collect the x's on the side that has the most. So on the left-hand side, you've got 1, but on the right-hand side, you've got minus 6. So 1 is actually greater than minus 6. So we're going to add 6x to both sides of the equation. This gives us 7x plus 1 equals 78. Then we're going to take away 1, leaving us 7x equals 77. And the answer, therefore, is x equals 11. Question 6. Question 6 is all about forming equations, which is a little bit more trickier. Part A says to write out an expression for the perimeter of the triangle in terms of y. You've been given some information. First of all, note that it says it's an isosceles triangle. This means that two sides have equal lengths. AB has been given as 4y plus 3. I often find that writing these measurements on the diagram helps you. So put down 4y plus 3 along the side where AB is. Also, that means that AC has to be 4y plus 3. And BC is given as 20 take away 2y. So the perimeter is the distance around the outside of the shape. So in total, you need to add up your y's separately to your numbers. So you've got 4y plus 4y and then take away 2y. This leaves you with 6y. You've then got 3 plus 20, which is 26. So an expression would be 6y plus 26. Part B. The perimeter of the triangle is 38. Write and solve an equation to find y. Remember, an equation has to have an equal sign in it. We already know what our expression is. We've worked that to be 6y plus 26. If we know that the perimeter of the triangle is 38, then the equation would be 6y plus 26 equals 38. Solving it like you would do normally, you need to first of all take away 26, so that leaves you with 6y equals 12, and then divide by 6, so y is 2. Part C. Find an expression in terms of x for the size of the angle ACB. First of all, an expression means we're not looking for an equal sign, we're just looking for an expression. We're not actually having to work the angle out. ACB means that we're looking for the angle at C connected from A to B. That's why there's that little hat mark above the C. So the angle at C. The way that we can work that out is because it's an isosceles triangle, it means that the two angles at the bottom of the legs are equal. So the angle at C is the same as the angle at B. We know that the angle at A is X. Angles in a triangle add up to 180 degrees. So the angle at the bottom would be 180, take away X, and then divide by 2. So that brings us to the end of F-09. Make sure you keep revising. The more questions you do, the better you'll become.